CBS Sports play-by-play man Gus Johnson, the famous voice for excitement and entertainment come March. Thanks for coming on, Gus. Greatly appreciate you being here.
Well, Brandon, thank you very much for having me. I'm looking forward to a great tournament this year.
You've been placed in Denver for the first and second rounds of the tourney, paired with color man Lynn Elmore. We'll get to those games in a minute. But first, most experts have North Carolina and UCLA as the surest bets to make the Final Four. Along the same lines, Gus, which one seed do you think has the toughest road to San Antonio?
You know what? I mean, I like North Carolina and I like UCLA. I think they're a tremendously talented team. I think that Memphis is a team that probably on paper has just as much talent as any other team in the country, but they have some structural flaws in terms of their free throw shooting, and they can have some rebounding lapses as well. Kansas is a tough team. You can't really say who has the toughest or who has the easiest. I just think that whenever you play the NCAAs, whether you're a top seed or you're a 16, you have to play your best basketball every day.
Six of the big mid-majors this year are pitted against each other in round one: Butler versus South Alabama, Davidson and Gonzaga, and Drake and Western Kentucky. Some people have speculated this may have been intentional on the part of the committee so that three of them could be eliminated right off the bat, leaving less of a chance that too many mid-majors will be around after the first or second rounds. I personally think you could easily flip the argument and say that they are guaranteeing that at least three mids have a shot at getting to the Sweet 16. Either way, is there a chance that the committee intentionally paired these six teams together, or are things like this just a coincidence in pairing, Gus?
I just think it's a coincidence. I don't think that the NCAA pairs anybody with the thought in mind for them to lose. It's the NCAAs. You got the best teams in the country's playing. The mid-majors have to play the big-time guys, and sometimes they have to play each other. That's just how it falls sometimes. But I don't really think that anything is intentional from a negative perspective, and I just think that the committee did a terrific job.
Outside of the 1-4 seeds, who's your dark horse? Do you have a team that you like that's not in the top four seeds?
Nah, you know what? I like I don't really handicap the tournament like that. I just kind of like to watch the teams and see what happens. I don't try to make any predictions. I don't play and I don't coach. So I just try to watch teams. There are some teams out there that, I think have chances to play well. They just have to play well. But you never know. It's the NCAAs, and it's that time of year where, you know, guys that are normally playing well in their conferences, they can come out here and either just really lay an egg or play some of the best basketball of their careers. It's kind of a toss-up.
Let's look at the games you're calling. You have 2 5-versus-12 games and 2 4-versus-13s. The 5-12 matchups: Notre Dame and George Mason, Michigan State and Temple, the 4-13s, Washington State and Winthrop, Pitt and Oral Roberts. Which game will most likely put Gus Johnson in the hospital due to shortness of breath?
Oh, you know what? I mean, I really like Michigan State and Temple. I think that's going to be a good game. Two evenly matched squads, great conferences. I think Michigan State doing well. They beat some really tough teams this season. Beat Texas, beat BYU, beat Purdue, beat Indiana. Struggled with Wisconsin this year, but they know how to play. They're very efficient. They don't turn it over a lot. Don't take a lot of deep jump shots, and they have guards that can really handle the ball, led by Neitzel. So I think Michigan State is the team that you have to take a look at, and I think that Temple team, you know, winning their conference tournament, surprising a lot of people. Coach Dunphy is definitely going to make sure that he has his guys prepared. So I really like that Michigan State Temple game.
Two more questions, Gus, here, and then we'll let you go. First off, speaking, you know, I joked around about you getting shortness of breath there calling one of these games, but so many people are amazed at the amount of excitement that you put into a game. A lot of people joke that you could make competitive knitting sound just as excitement as the NCAA tournament. What is your key for success as far as bringing the game into the fans' living room and really raising March Madness to the next level as an announcer?
Well, you know, I just love March Madness. I love college basketball. I love having the opportunity to be a part of this tournament. I think that these are time capsule moments for these young men that have an opportunity to compete in this tournament. I think that the schools and the traditions are just a great thing. And for me, it's just always important to go out and try to do as best as I can do. And You know, there's a lot of information that we're trying to understand over a short amount of time. But I think that the bottom line is, when the game gets good, and hopefully we can just show America how great our kids are and how hard our kids work to be student athletes. And my goal is to always show that through you know, passion and commitment to doing the best that I can do with one of the greatest single events sporting wise in our country.
And lastly, Gus, before I let you go, I've got to ask you about the Butler Bulldogs. They received a 7 seed after most predicted them in the 4-5 range. They are 29-3, ranked 10th in the country, and they have to play South Alabama in Birmingham. What do you think of the Bulldogs? Do you like their chances going deep? I mean, they would have Tennessee in the second round if they do get past South Alabama.
Well, you know what, Butler for the past 5 or 6 years has been a team that not only does well during their conference season, but also wins big games in big places. I think that the NCAA tournament is a very familiar ground for winning for Butler, and I don't really care who they play, because they've shown in the past that they can beat anybody. So regardless of where they're seated, whether it be a top seed or a 16 seed, I know that the Butler squad is going to go out there, play their brand of basketball. They're going to hit shots. They're going to make sure that they defend and do whatever they need to do to win. So I like Butler's chances this season.
Gus Johnson, the famed voice of March Madness, cannot wait to hear your call of the action starting tomorrow at 12:30 when the Spartans of Michigan State square off against Temple in Denver. Thank you so much for your time, Gus. Greatly appreciate you coming on.
Hey, Brandon, thank you very much for having me. Give me a call anytime, and enjoy the tournament.